Welcome to the ITAD Talk Podcast with your host, Jeff Bittner.
We've got a very interesting guest this morning, Robert Tokarczuk. And just a brief introduction on Robert. He's been in the recycling industry for 20 years and is the CEO of Razor ERP for the past 6 years. And I'm also a customer of that product. So welcome to our show, Robert.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
So can you tell us a little bit about your history and kind of what led up to creating an ERP, and maybe then we'll delve into what an ERP is and everything.
Sure. Yeah. So, I kind of originally started in the recycling and ITAD space. I've been in there for about 15 to 20 years in that industry in different aspects. At the company I previously worked for, you know, we were a recycler, essentially. We did a lot of refining and collection of materials and things like that. And this was back in 2008, 2009. And, you know, we were looking around at different solutions from a inventory management aspect. R2 certifications recently came out, and, you know, it was kind of needed to have an inventory system in place to maintain those certifications in a easier fashion. So, you know, we used some of the off-the-shelf products that were out there, and, you know, we had one that was more geared for the resale aspects, and then we had another one that was geared for the recycling collection, except none of them really talked to each other. So what we did was I hired a friend out of college that was kind of he was a consultant in the IT space and did a lot of development for different Fortune 500 companies. So I kind of talked over with Charles, who's my partner in the Razor ERP company. And, you know, we decided, hey, let's start building some software. And we started connecting the two different systems together. But, you know, as we started getting into the weeds, you know, it started getting more and more complex. And, you know, we decided to say, hey, let's actually just build a piece of software centralized rather than have two pieces of software talking to each other. So that's kind of how Razor ERP originally started. You know, we had companies that we've done business in the refining and different aspects from that, you know, that side of things. And they saw what we were building and they were interested and said, hey, you know, we're using the same software systems that, you're using, except now you're building this new system. So if it works out and looks good, you know, we would definitely be interested in being a customer. So that's kind of how the original thought process went with starting Razor ERP. And, you know, we started the company in about 2014 is when we incorporated. And, you know, it was a long process to get things going. You know, we weren't really in the software business. So we kind of learned as we, you know, were building the company. And, you know, software is it's a hard space to be involved in, but, you know, this is 6-7 years later, we're a very mature product now. So, you know, the customer base is pretty strong and we're increasing at a rapid pace now. So it's getting pretty exciting.
So what do you think differentiates your Razor ERP software from others?
So I think one of the main, I guess, differences that separate us from our competition is, you know, I'm from the recycling and ITAD space. So my core foundation is knowing the workflows, how things need to be processed, and really like how does a user really need to use the system. So like one of the main disadvantages I think the competitors have over us is, you know, their systems are clunky, they're a little difficult to use. So like being in this business, I've worked with a lot of development teams, a lot of developers, and, you know, I find if you know, if you just say, hey, I need you to build a page that's going to receive an inventory, collect attributes of a specific product segment, you know, they're going to give you something that's going to do that, but it's not going to be written in a very simple fashion. So like being an actual user, and I'm one of the key people that design the screens from a user standpoint, you know, I'm really able to put together a product that's going to be simple for the end user to use. So I think that's something that's a big differentiator. So
nice. Nice. And what are some of the common areas that you think companies could improve when it comes to using an ERP system? Like what areas do you think it helps them? Like you mentioned the R2 and some of the tracking and things like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously R2 and eStewards are, key driver on why a customer would use our system. But, you know, some of the key areas, I guess serialized inventory management is an area a lot of people are interested in. So with R2 and the eStewards tracking, you're really required to, have that full chain of custody of where did the material come from? Where is it in the warehouse? What workflow is it currently sitting in? And, you know, when you're selling that product, you really need to track what focus materials are going to what downstream. So to do that in Excel or, other systems, it's really a difficult process to do in kind of an easy, quick fashion, which I think we do very well. So
yeah, and one of the things that it does too is you're able to track the wipe certificates on the hard drives and on any of the media and so on.
Yeah, sure. I mean, one of the key things we've been focusing on the last year is building out our API to allow different third-party integrations, connect our system. So we connect with maybe seven of the larger auditing and erasure companies like Blanco, EPS, et cetera. So and those are some key advantages. But having the API allows, smaller maybe a larger company built their own auditing system. So this really allows them to synchronize all their data in a real-time basis rather than have to use an off-the-shelf product from a auditing or wiping standpoint. So I think that's a pretty nice feature.
Well, and then plus, for example, you're building the API to be able to access the QuickBooks online too, correct?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the QuickBooks Online, all the accounting webhooks and things are available. A lot of the companies that we work with currently, they're connected with different tools like ServiceNow. So they're larger companies that track all their assets in a system like ServiceNow. So, that being said, we need to be able to bring their product in the razor and have those assets when different workflows are triggered, send updates to ServiceNow. So that's something, we're releasing very soon. We're pretty excited about.
Nice. That's great. So before we move on to the ITAD Summit show, is there anything else that you wanted to add regarding Razor ERP?
I think that's it. I mean, okay. We kind of covered some of the key features there. And, okay. If people are interested, they could check us out at RazorERP.com.
Okay. So what are some of the biggest lessons that you learned from putting on the ITED Summit show?
So some of the biggest lessons I think we've learned. So, we've put together ITED Summit, I think for the last about 2018, the end of 2018 is when we first started. And, we originated the first conference in Minnesota at Lake Minnetonka. So it was a interesting, I guess, area of the country. It was a very, broker focused area, I would say. That's where a lot of the IT brokers, IT resellers in, this space really all originated from. And we decided that would be a good area to launch the original ITED Summit. We've, put together, we had some good space, some reasonable pricing. So that's one of the main drivers. Plus we had a lot of contacts in that area to really launch that conference. So, we started out with the Minnesota event. We ran it to Miami 6 months later. And then 6 months later after that, we brought it to Scottsdale. And, the event kept growing and growing. And we saw, we've attended a lot of conferences in the electronics recycling space and different conferences. And, one of the key gaps I saw were it's very difficult to meet people in an easy way. So, we go to a conference and you're looking for key contacts within, the industry or people you're trying to sell to or meet. And it's just really difficult to, find those people effectively walking around the conference. So, we have an app that was put together. It's a networking app and we're able to do the one-to-one meeting. One of the really exciting things about the event is we'll have 50, 60 cocktail tables set up labeled 1 through 60 at these events. And maybe 2-3 months before you're going out to the event, you're able to go through the attendee list, message the different attendees that are there, see the different industries they focus on, and you're able to set up kind of a speed dating type meeting at the event. So we run these blocks every 20 minutes for the full 8-hour day. So, you know, we're having, 30, 40 meeting time blocks at 60 tables every 20 minutes for 2 full days. So people find that really effective. It's a high energy event. And, you know, we've, set up a lot of after hour type, receptions and things that people find a lot of fun. So,
I was going to say
we're pretty happy with how the success. So,
yeah, I was going to say the thing you did with the tables really helped, because you and I were both just at the e-scrap reuse conference, and you know, we couldn't really figure out where to meet people, and let's meet here, meet there. And so it was so much more organized that you had at the ITAD Summit with the tables. And I thought another interesting story that our listeners might like is that they kind of played itself out when we were there in Huntington Beach at your ITAD Summit was a couple of the girls that you had that were passing out the tickets and the lanyards. One of them was a Colombian girl that wanted to be a singer, and you actually had given her a microphone a few times, and she would get out there like belting out songs. It was kind of funny, so it was nice.
Yeah, so that was Angela. We met her out in Scottsdale, and she's a professional singer, and she's been helping us out with the events, helping promote it, and she's been doing a great job. She does a lot of singing, and I know the ITAD Summit Scottsdale, at the after the reception, she did a kind of a little conference, which people thought was pretty cool. So yeah, we decided to have her at future events. So people really like her. She's a great voice, great talent.
Yeah. And I think you and I and your friend had an interesting experience at the last trade show where we ended up going out one night, and I don't know if we ended up in a speakeasy or what that kind of place that was, but that was kind of interesting how that played out too.
Yeah, we were at a an uninvited high-end cigar lounge networking event that wasn't for our industry, so it was pretty interesting.
Yeah,
kind of ending up there.
Yeah, we'd actually hit the wrong floor. I think they sent us to the third floor instead of the first floor. And we got off and sat down, and everybody's questioning us if we're here for the commercial real estate group. And you're like, no. But it kind of worked out, because I own a lot of real estate and buildings down here. So I was able to talk to him, and within 5 minutes, we're old friends. And they'd actually been down to my area here in Naples, for example. And I think one of them had a condo near us. So anyway, we ended up going down to the correct floor and found our group from the electronics show.
Thanks again for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe anywhere you listen.